Hey guys, before we actually start this episode, it seems to be a trend, but I got a couple of things to mention before the episode starts. Number one, this is actually an episode that's taking place as part of the podcast theme week that's been going on throughout the variety of comics podcasts out there. This is a diamond distribution themed week, so that's why we're having ourselves this Heroes Corner episode, as you'll soon find out. To get a full listing of all the comics podcasts that were part of this theme week, you can head on over to comicrelated.com. If it's comic related, you'll find it there. Chuck from Comic Related was nice enough to put the list together and give us a little bit of a plug, so I certainly want to thank him for that. And also, the deals that are mentioned in this episode are for the month of May. That order has since passed, so stay tuned for June deals. They are coming up. So all the orders that are mentioned here and all of the information it's mentioned here was for the previous month. I apologize on that. We had a bit of an episode backlog, so that's why things are a bit outdated. However, all the information that they're talking about is still relevant, so certainly worth listening to. That's the end of what I have to say before the episode. Now, how about we just get this episode started, shall we?
Comic Timing is a proud member of the Comics Podcast Network.
Welcome to episode 64 of Comic Timing, a comics podcast voted to the average comic book fan from the average comic book fan. Join in as Brent Cassina, a rotating panel of guests, and myself, Ian Levitsen, discuss whatever comes to mind, time after time, here on Comic Timing. There's a brand new company out there called Heroes Corner. What are they all about? Well, Sam and Bob from Heroes Corner are here along with Lobo from Cryptographic, Bill from Just Bill's Comic Drawer Box, Brent Cassina, and myself to discuss the matter. So won't you please join us as well? Here now, Comic Timing. Hey there, folks. My name's Ian Levitsen, and welcome to episode 64 of Comic Timing. Well, we are officially in the second year of Comic Timing after that ginormous episode 63. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And we'll hopefully back to the edited episodes now after that monstrosity. But we're joined, as usual, by the co-host, not co-host, co-host, Brent Cassina. What's going on, Brent?
What's going on, Ian? Not much here.
Same old, starting nice and early for us.
Yeah.
Also joined on the call for the second time in a couple of weeks, we got Brian from Cryptographic, although you might know him as Lobo from the forums. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, hanging in there.
Good to hear, buddy. Good to hear. Also back with us for the first time since, in many people's eyes, the best episode of Comic Timing ever. So we're bound for another one now that Bill's back on the call. It's Just Bill.
Finally, Just Bill has come back to Comic Timing.
Uh-oh. He's in Bill mode already.
Can you smell what Just Bill is cooking? Can you smell it?
Is that cabbages?
I thought it was Harry Carey over there.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy, folks. That's crazy.
I was thinking deviled eggs.
Oh. Of course it would be deviled eggs coming from you, man. But anyway, how you doing, Bill?
I'm doing pretty good. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you on. And we're joined today by two members of the Heroes Corner crew over at heroescorner.com. They're one of the new online distributors. Well, I guess, yeah, online services for comics. And that's both Sam and Bob. What's going on, guys?
What's up, everybody?
Hey. Hi.
Well, good to have you guys on. And, well, this episode is basically going to be focused all on you guys and, you know, on your business model and stuff like that. So let's start it off nice and general. How did you first get into comics when you were growing up? And what led you to want to make an online company like Heroes Corner that sells and distributes comics the way that you guys do? And I guess we'll start with Bob, and, you know, Sam can give his as well when Bob is done.
Well, Ian, everybody else, I got into comics, man, as soon as I can remember. I remember going to my grandma's house, and she always had a little basket full of comics because she'd go down to Osco's and get those, you know, comics where the covers used to be, like, cut off at half price, and reading those things. And I love comics for, like I said, since I can remember. And actually, I did a lot of it throughout school. I'd take as many art classes as I could, and always fascinated by drawers and, you know, the artists and the pencilers. And in terms of, you know, how Heroes Corner came to be, it was basically, you know, our experience on online business was always we felt that there was always something lacking on internet businesses, no matter what it was, whether it be comics or buying electronics, getting clothing. It seemed like it was always, you had to do everything their way. You had to operate the website in their way. You got what they wanted you to have. You didn't really have much input. And if you didn't like the service, they really didn't show much concern. It was sort of like, oh, well, you know, find somebody else to go to. And Sam and I, we just always sit around talking about there's got to be a better way to do business online. And since both of us had the common interest in the comics, we thought, hey, why not start an online comic book store and let's do things the way that we feel that we should be treated, you know, if we were the customer, if we were on the other side. And that's been our mission statement from the beginning, is treat everybody the way that we'd want to be treated. You know, the golden rule. I'm going to sound like a motivational speaker, but that's basically it. You know, three things: treat people the way you want to be treated, listen to the customer. I guess that just kind of summarizes it right there. And I slipped when I said customer, because we don't believe in that terminology. We refer to everybody as a member, short for family member. And the reason why we keep that phrase going all the time is to constantly remind us, is if this was your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, is this the way that you'd want them to be treated? So in any sort of interaction that we have with somebody, it's like, you're part of us, and we want you to feel part of us also, part of Heroes Corner. This business isn't here for us. It's for you guys. It's for any customer out there that wants a voice on how we're growing and developing and changing. Many of our changes have occurred because of member feedback, people taking the time to send us an email, to call us up, to say, hey, how about adding this or making a change to that? And we've done it. I mean, we immediately went to the drawing board, and sometimes those changes were instant, and sometimes they were months in the process. One of the new changes that we had, new relatively speaking, it's been here for about a month now, was the review and the friends list. That came to us back either the last part of December, early part of January. We were sitting down working on that for, geez, you know, 3 or 4 months, constantly trying to figure out the best way to get that thing done. But it happened. And that's the point, is when you send us something, we're going to listen, and you're going to see it. You're going to see it eventually. It may not be next week. It may not be next month, but you're going to see it. And we're going to let you know about it, too. And we thank everybody for doing that for us, to taking the time to say, can you do this for us?
Right.
We love constructive criticism.
Well, I know that firsthand also, that, you know, I got in contact with you guys about maybe it was about 3 weeks ago or maybe 4 weeks ago at this point. And, you know, I asked the request, hey, can you guys add a drop down menu to go between release date and alphabetical order for the comics that are still in my queue? And literally by 6 p.m. that night, you guys had it changed, and like, oh, no problem, it was easy to do. And I'm just like, wow, that's a bit of customer service there that I actually have not really gotten from that many places online. So it's nice to see it out of you guys.
Well, I appreciate it. I do, Ian. That's what it's all about. It's, you know, anybody can give you discounts. Any store can sell something on the internet and give it to you at a certain discount price. But what we're trying to get out there to everybody that makes Heroes Corner different from any other business you're going to deal with, again, it doesn't just have to do with comics, it could be anything, is our level of customer support. This is what we're building our entire company around, is being instantly responsive to what you want, listening. And again, sometimes we can do it, sometimes we can't. But we always take the can-do attitude, and we will do our best to accommodate you.
Right. Let's get Sam in here a little bit. Give a little bit of your background, Sam.
Well, my first experience goes back to when I was a kid. Believe it or not, my dad took me to a pawn shop that had comics, and that was where I picked up my first Batman comic and my first Superman comic. And from there, it just kind of spun into a money-sucking hobby, apparently, because that's the, you know, I love it. I love reading. Like I said, I've been doing it, well, probably for about 20 years now, maybe. You know, may not seem like a long time to some people, but, you know, maybe the 50 and 60-year-olds maybe still are collecting comics, but for me, that's a long time, and I'll continue to do it. And you know, like I said, it's nice to get submerged into that world, you know, and escape reality sometimes, you know, like a hard day, you just want to relax and, you know, pull out a comic book, read it, you know, sometimes I read them twice, who knows, you know, but that's pretty much my story. Obviously, Bob went into the whole Heroes Corner.
Yeah, and then I think everybody on this call knows a little bit from the escape from reality that comics give people.
Yeah, life is too serious. You need to take a quick break, crack open your favorite comic, and escape into that little bit of unreality. I don't know what you want to call it, myth. It's a nice relaxation. I mean, to me, that's how I unwind. You know, I come home and I'll open up a comic and just delve myself into that for a few hours.
Right. Bill, let's throw it over to you, because I know you had a couple questions you wanted to ask.
Well, just to kind of start things out, I was just wondering what, now you've talked about how you plan to offer this better customer service and all that, but to really shine in that area, you have to have the customers in the first place. It's a small market right now. There aren't that many customers out there. What do you intend to do to distinguish yourselves and to show that you are a service for people to go with, and what are your goals for the company going forward?
Well, Bill, great question. I guess the way to distinguish ourselves is to constantly show people that we're here. It's not about once an order is placed, the only time you're going to hear from us is you receive a package and we let you know when we charge your credit card. It's constantly letting you know how we're growing. Every month, we're sending our members newsletters, letting them know, hey, we've implemented this change, letting them know about our specials. When we do have a member and they write us, we send them a personal email. It's not going to be this. We do have some automated responses, but for the most part, many of our responses are personal. They're coming straight from us. They're very unique. And we feel that that's what's distinguishing ourselves from any other company out there. In terms of our goals for the future, it's wherever our members take us. As we really truly believe in is that this isn't our company. I mean, yeah, our name is on the title, but this is our members' company, and it's wherever they take us. If whatever they want, that's the direction that we're going to go.
Okay, that's fine for when people are already customers, but what I mean to say is, how do you plan to distinguish yourselves against Westfield, M&M, DCBS, all the other online services that have been out there for years?
I hope it's word of mouth. The best marketing that you can do is your customer, and we always hope that the experiences that our members have with us is so positive that they simply spread the word. We ask people to do that. That if you had something positive with us, please take the time. You know, share that experience with your friends and other people locally. When we go around and we talk with our local members, we ask that from them, is take a few minutes, spread the word, you know, whatever you want. Talk with your friends at your local college, at your business. If you belong to an internet site, share that experience. That's basically it. You know, I guess in this way that we don't really take this that seriously. You know, we're having a good time. We're having a good time serving the all of our members. And that's the best answer I can give you is wherever this thing takes us. If it takes us down a road and things don't turn out well, I guess that's the way things go. But for right now, we're doing really well, and we're really receptive to that. I mean, we're constantly growing. Each month, we grow. And ironically, some people have, my wife actually, because I share our experiences with her, she says, you know, what's really strange is that people actually take the time to tell you positive things. And coming from her as a consumer who uses other internet sites, she said, you know, the only time I write is when I have a bad experience. And she said, looking at your members, they actually take the time to tell you the good things, not just when they're having a couple of difficulties. And I think that actually speaks volumes. Is we have had a lot of people say, you guys are doing a great job. Thanks for this. We noticed that. We noticed how you guys are, as I just mentioned, the constant quick feedback. You know, we preach a 24-hour, within 24 hours you're going to hear back from us. Usually it's less than that. It's within a matter of hours. But if it's a weekend or, you know, emails, if you're up at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, we're more likely sleeping. But that's the only thing that's distinguishing us. And I guess that's the best answer I can give you, Bill.
All right. Well, are you both full-time Heroes Corner, you know, employees, or are you doing this full-time, or are you also doing other jobs to pay the rent at this point?
Yeah, at this point, since we're still, virgins here, you know, we're new here. We started in June, or we signed our official business contract in June of 2007. So we are doing some odd jobs to help to continue to grow here. We're not taking donations. We don't have enough. Bill Gates isn't in our back pocket right now. Saying, "Here's a couple mil, guys. Good luck, run with it, and let me know how it goes." So we are having to do some odd jobs around town to help subsidize this. But our ultimate goal is to make this eventually a full time job for both of us. And we're purely internet right now. You know, we don't have a brick and mortar, but that's another one of our goals. Is we'd love to get a brick and mortar eventually established here in South Bend, so people can actually come in. But that's, since we don't have that, what we're trying to do is give that sort of feel over the internet. That's a huge challenge because you can't see us. But we're trying to make us as accessible as you would your local comic book store. We're trying to make it that you feel like, again, that you belong to something.
Well, I know that you guys mentioned growth a little bit from when you guys first started. If you're willing to go into this, about how much of a advancement in a customer base have you guys gone up from month to month? I mean, is it a couple hundred? Is it a couple thousand from month to month? What are you guys at right now?
I don't know. What do you think, Sam?
What kind of number? I mean, you know, I don't know what kind of numbers you're looking for, but I mean,
just a general idea to see, obviously, to see how many people are finding the site, you know?
Well, finding the site, we're seeing about, average about 10 new registers every month.
Okay.
And that's, to me, that's, or to, actually, I don't know, I can't speak for Sam, but to me, that's pretty substantial that when we see 10 new registers a month and people send us emails inquiring about what we offer and how they heard about us, that means a lot to us. Again, we signing a contract with our local state in June, but officially open our doors in September. It's been wonderful, and some people may get upset about this, but we consider this a good time. We don't want to take this too seriously. We're having a great time helping everybody out, giving them the products that they want. And as long as we're having fun, as long as people are appreciating what we're doing, we're making an impact. And that's ultimately it. Is, I guess we could have done different things. Our passion is in comics, and we wanted to make a change in the internet world, showing people that this is the level of experience that you should get from any sort of business online. You should be getting pretty quick feedback and that personal touch that, it's not their way. It's your way. It's your money. You can go anywhere you want. As I believe Bill mentioned, you know, there's lots of different companies out there. What separates us from anybody else is our customer support. And I can't speak for these companies. You know, maybe they're saying they have the same success stories, and that's great. But what we're hearing is we've tried other stores, and we've noticed a big difference between you and the other guys. Whatever that means, I don't know. But we're doing something right, and we're going to continue to do it.
That sounds good to me. Wobo, you had a question you wanted to ask?
Yeah, well, first, in response to what you were just saying, I would say that, especially given the current comics market, even a brick-and-mortar store would be more than happy to have, you know, 10 more regular customers every month. And I assume that you're not having customers that are ordering, you know, one or two books or something. They're ordering, you know, a month's worth of books, so... that sounds like pretty good growth to me. I think it, practically any business in general would be happy to have more regular customers coming every month rather than just, with just Free Comic Book Day that just came in. You know, a lot of stores may have been flooded on Free Comic Book Day, but where are they going to be next week or next month? With that, I know you've tried to incorporate some community aspects like the friend ID thing and the blog and stuff. I'm not really sure how that works for me as far as interactivity or community aspects. I know the main reason why, even though I've been ordering online through different retailers for a couple of years, I always go back to my local comic shop is for the community aspect, you know, the hanging around the shop, talking with people and stuff. At any point, would you guys consider having like a forum so that people could interact more. I know you were also talking about like posting reviews and stuff, and I think it's like it's well enough for people who know each other, I guess maybe from other forums or elsewhere, to add each other as a friend ID. But I know everybody on this line right now through forums, through meeting them, you know, meeting strangers essentially online. And I was wondering if that was ever something that was brought up or anything you'd be interested in.
Yeah, you know, Brian, that's funny you talk about it. we had a forum when we first started, and as Bill had mentioned, you know, getting people to distinguish us from everybody else was challenging in the beginning stages in the latter part of 2007. So we temporarily suspended the forum because the participation wasn't really that high. But we actually mentioned this a couple weeks ago, is reinstituting that forum. It's there. All we have to do is turn it on, and you guys can start talking online. So that's a wonderful idea to get people to interact. We know that there's so many other forums that we didn't, I guess on one hand, didn't know how successful it would be, because as a business, people are more come to us to make their purchases. And we implemented the friends list because some people had other friends who did order from us, and they wanted to know, I guess, I'm just going to surmise what they were thinking of what their friends had ordered at the moment that they're starting to place their order. So that's why we came about we thought the friends list was a great idea. In the forum, we thought, well, is there enough people that are just going to simply come to Heroes Corner to engage in casual conversation as they would, say Newsrama or maybe some other comic forums that are purely just that. It's just a forum for people to interact on. We don't know if it was going to be that successful, and if there wasn't a lot of participation, we didn't want that to show, I suppose, negatively upon our business. Like, well, if there's only, I guess, 12 people participating in the forum, does that mean that this company doesn't have a strong customer base? It's hard to say, if you understand where I'm kind of coming from.
Oh, absolutely. That totally makes sense. I was just thinking in terms of, like I said, fostering a community aspect where people can you know, trade their friend IDs or post reviews or talk about books they saw in previews, stuff like that, trying to, like I said, kind of foster a little bit of the comic book talk that I get in the local store, but also, like I said, almost kind of works towards cross-promoting on, you know, books that people are interested in to potentially people that, you know, maybe they're not necessarily already friends with. Like I said, all of us came from the podcasters forum, so we all kind of know each other. But I mean, there would be no way for me to become friends with anyone else who's a Heroes Corner customer unless there were some kind of a forum or a chat room or something.
And actually, I sort of immediately think of, like, say, Amazon, for example, what Amazon does with their reviews and with their little talk back forum and stuff like that actually sort of helps each other out, I guess, where, you know, you might find somebody through one review, look up what they've done, what they're into and other things, and maybe get to know them through that. But in order to stay in touch with them, you then go to maybe one of the smaller Amazon forum bases that are inside of Amazon.com itself and start conversing with that person. I guess something similar could very well end up happening here with Heroes Corner if you guys were to perhaps open up the forum and let people interact in that way.
I see where you're coming from now, especially when you mentioned Amazon. The challenge we had, when we created a review section, and it's anonymous, so you don't know who's posting, but you only can review if you've ordered the title, because we wanted to make sure that titles are getting a fair review. We didn't want somebody who has a vendetta against maybe a certain publisher or a certain title, a certain writer, a certain penciler, to say something negative if they haven't really purchased it. And that was the challenge, is because that was the idea. Somebody actually mentioned another company like Amazon who said, hey, I belong to this company as a customer, and I love the fact that you can read how other people have the experiences purchasing this item. The challenge being an online comic book store is your monthly titles are different from month to month, where you may have, say, the Da Vinci Code. Well, that book is out there forever, were monthly titles. You know, I mean, I'm not going to talk like you guys know what I'm talking about. You know, one minute it's there, and the next minute it's a trade paperback, and then if it goes out of stock, then the distributor doesn't offer it. It provided us a challenge of how do you give a review section on an item that you don't really constantly have on your site. I don't know. I mean, Sam, you want?
No, you're right. I mean, that was a challenge. I mean, you know, and hopefully we covered it by doing that, by saying, okay, well, you know, and that was, I think that was the whole reason why we discussed when we talked about, we were implementing this review section, was giving an overall title, you know, overall title average of, you know, if you wanted to call it a star system, 1 through 5, you know, and then you break it up into the title. When you go into the title, you know, that individual issue will have its own rating, but as an overall title. And we hope that kind of tied in the whole, you know, 2 month lapse for, say, if somebody didn't order, say, I don't know, I'm going to use Hulk as an example. You know, number one or number two, you know, somebody who can review number one and number two and say the title averaged out a 4.0, you know, and now number three is for sale. Well, it gives somebody, you know, that's just starting off or never really looked into the Hulk because maybe it wasn't, you know, wasn't their cup of tea. You know, now they're giving the Hulk a try, saying, well, you know what, if some people actually enjoyed the Hulk, you know, and the overall title rating is a 4, then, you know, maybe I'll give this thing a shot. And, you know, that ties into the whole Heroes Exchange program that we've implemented. You know, if you've been on the site and you've, you know, checked out our newsletters, obviously, and all that. Right. The Heroes Exchange program, I mean, that's another way to, you know, to try out those titles. So, I mean, we've kind of tried to, you know, implement that whole comic book feel. I do agree, kind of, you know, like Bob said, we were talking about the forum a few weeks back. You guys bring it up. It's a good, I think it's a good idea, you know, to maybe implement something like that. It's kind of like a, you know, like you said, going into a shop. It's kind of like a delayed conversation, I guess, if you want to think of it that way, where somebody can post something and, you know, maybe 10 minutes later somebody talks back and, you know, maybe bring in that whole community feel. You know, we'll have to look into that and maybe, you know, implement that again if you guys promise to post. No, I'm just kidding. so that's hopefully that kind of clears things up. But, you know, that's why we kind of offer all those little programs and, you know, the review section and maybe not the forums. You know, we'll see, I guess.
Hey, it's like Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come.
Exactly. But you know, right. Brian does have a great idea when he mentioned if he could know what somebody was reviewing and look past to see what sort of titles that they're purchasing, we can sit down and definitely work maybe on tweaking the review section and giving just the users their handle, if you want to call it, you know, like Brian's handle of Lobo, that you could see how Lobo has rated certain comics, and then you can maybe click on Lobo's name and see other issues that he's graded, and that might give you another idea of, okay, these are the titles that he's reading, we know, because he's evaluated them, and you can kind of get an idea of what he's liking, what he's not liking. So,
and then avoid everything that he reads. Exactly. Then you can
yeah, exactly. And then and that maybe that could then morph into the forums too, where if a member wants to talk with Lobo, that you guys can start to have a conversation within that forum. Or, I don't know, maybe we'll come up with a PM system where you can send a private message to Lobo. And one member could say, hey, I'm from such and such state. I like what you've been reading. Can you give me more ideas on what your tastes are? Because I do like what you're going with.
And actually, one of the things that I wanted to bring up, talking about, well, you know, comics that people bring up, one of the interesting things that you guys did for last month was that I know that you were offering free issues of Secret Invasion number 1, Mighty Avengers, New Avengers, that sort of things. What goes into the process when you decide what your new month's specials are going to be? Because obviously a lot of these specials are coming out of your pocket. So exactly what goes into the process there? I mean, do you just look for ones that perhaps might catch the eye of the customer, or ones that catch you guys' eyes more than anything?
Well, there's actually a great thing that anybody should purchase out there. Magic 8-Ball at Toys R Us. Really cheap. It gives you a great idea on what to do for next month. You shake that sucker up and you say, Magic 8-Ball, Marvel, yes or no? And you just look at it, and this is ask again later or yes or no. And we ask the next publisher. So go along. No, but seriously, you hit it right there, Ian, is
we kind of, I guess, forecast what's popular. We look at our current members' purchasing habits. We're reading the publishers' websites, going through the previews, reading other articles, and trying to anticipate what's going to be a pretty popular item. And we thought Secret Invasion was going to be it. And we didn't want anybody to miss out on it. Was it some sort of sneaky marketing tactic? Yeah, I guess you could say so. You know, we're hoping, obviously, that people were going to, you know, one, you're going to get it for free, so why would you not going to select it? And then once you got it, you're going to get hooked, and you're going to say, man, this is good. And our personal opinion is we think this is getting knocked out of the ballpark. We think this has been a great read. Mm-hmm. And by people getting this thing month to month, it's working. You know, it's sometimes people can't – they've got a limited budget. And especially with the, not to get all technical, but the way the economy is, because we don't like to talk, you know, again, as I mentioned to Bill, we don't take things too seriously. We have a great time. So when we kind of consider that sometimes the dollar isn't stretching as high as it can go, is this something we can do? And we say, yeah, absolutely. So we wanted to do a little something for our members or for anybody who wants to become a member, providing them with three free comics. Hey, get on board. Here's a great read if you've never thought about it. You know, some people maybe have left Marvel for a little bit. Maybe some people aren't big fans of the new Avengers, the Mighty Avengers. Maybe they thought, hey, another limited series. I'm going to wait for it to come out in hardcover or trade paper. No, you guys need this now. We send it out to you. If you like it, great. You know what? You're ordering. If you don't like it, no harm, no foul. It was just a way of us just saying, we're just trying to make that almighty dollar stretch a little bit farther for you.
Well, Brian, you have a follow-up?
Yeah, about that, because, again, on the forums, a number of us talked about the different companies we order from for both back issues and for current issues. And I know some people were actually a little concerned about the level of the discount, which sounds weird, because typically people look for, you know, the biggest discount they can get. By the same token, people are looking to that for one-time purchases. When it's something where they're ordering monthly, it seems like some of the comments that I've read online, people were concerned about the long-term viability of offering those such substantial discounts. You know, especially on the independent titles, where even not being retailers, some of us have some insight into the industry, and you know, it's our impression that a lot of the independent titles aren't discounted as much, and so people were really concerned about switching to you from another online retailer because they were concerned that you're undercutting your profit so much that you wouldn't be viable long term.
Well, you know, I guess we're just kind of crazy like that, if you want to think. No, I guess kind of like an example, if you want to think of it, is kind of like, you know, if one gas station gives you gas for 99 cents, are you going to say, oh, I don't want that gas because, well, you know, it's 99 cents. Maybe they're distributing water or something. I mean, people look for great deals. Yeah, it's not always about the deals. But, you know, I mean, if a gas station wants to give me 99-cent gas, I'm going to drive to that gas station. Yeah, I might have to wait in a line that's maybe 2 miles long, but, you know, I'm probably run out of gas in the middle of that line. But, you know, I guess I kind of don't question that. It's kind of funny, actually, that you bring that up. But, I mean, that's kind of like an example that I would think of. You know, obviously we wouldn't be doing this, you know, or doing the specials that we do. I mean, like this month's special, if you check that out, you know, the 5%, you know, if you order three or more independent titles, you know, again, maybe Bob can talk a little bit more about this, but basically supporting the independent, you know, the independents out there, because, you know, yeah, Marvel and DC are the big hitters out there, but, you know, what about the independents? You know, we want to take care of them and, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, we're able to do this. We wouldn't do it if we were obviously not making money. We wouldn't be doing that, you know, and we wouldn't be here if we weren't making money. So I guess that if that kind of helps out, Bob, do you have anything to add, I guess?
As I said, well, our 1 year anniversary is going to be, in terms of our store open, is September. So we're still going to be here in September. So whoever thought that our free three free giveaway was going to be the doom of us, well, we're still here, and we're going to be here in another year from now as we're talking, and maybe Ian will invite us back 1 year from now to see how we're doing. But it's working for us, and as I mentioned, it's it's not about, you know, as a business, you got to look at your profit and your costs and your expenditures and all that other serious stuff. But we're just trying to look at this as what would we want to see from a company, and we're able to do that right now. As long as we can do this, we're going to continue to do it, and we hope other people appreciate it. We don't have any sort of ulterior motive except for to get more people hooked to buying comics. They're a great, to me, they're a great stress reliever, and I just think we're doing well, and we're going to continue to do what we're doing. We're definitely a trendsetter, I'd have to say, based upon what people write to us. And if they continue to tell us that, we're going to continue to do it. It's something that most people don't see, and we like to continue to see.
Well, I can certainly say that if I'm still here in a year, I'll certainly be happy to have you guys back if you're still here in a year.
Well, we hope so, Ian. As I said, I mean, our members definitely have a lot of input. If we're getting a lot of emails saying, quit giving away those comics for free. You guys are discounting too much. Hey, we'll be happy to owe our discounts. We don't.
Hey, if that's what you guys are telling us, I mean, would you guys like to see discounts? Is that what? I mean, you know, that's.
Well, let's back things up here a second.
Did you take
10%? Okay, 10% no bags and boards. That's the new deal. No, I'm kidding.
We'll take contributions. If you guys want to start this, include an extra $5 in your order. We don't mind. We'll take it.
Okay, but guys, to be fair, your whole gas analogy, that's instant gratification. I pull up to the pump, I may be taking a chance with a 99-cent gas, but it's an instantaneous transaction. What you're asking people to do is prepay for something that at best they're going to see 2 months down the road. With some indie books or advanced solicitations, it could be many, many months. Now, just to give you an idea of some of the things that can happen in the course of waiting for your orders, at one point in the early 90s, a friend of mine and I, just to get the discounts on our own books because we were spending too much money, we started our own mail order company, and we were doing it over bulletin board services. This actually predated the internet. And then a funny little thing happened to the industry. Marvel tried to buy their own distribution center. And when they did that, we no longer had one minimum order to meet, we had two. Now, we were doing great with Diamond, but now we didn't have enough people buying Marvel books, and it caused a big problem and killed the company. It became a bigger headache than we wanted to do. So when we ask about the stability question, what we're really looking for is not are you having fun, not are you building a community, but are you building a business model that can weather a storm if you hit it? Will you truly be here a year from now, 2 years from now? And, you know, I don't want to be, I don't want to be harsh in your mellow or anything, but those are the kind of concerns some people get when they look at a young company, when they're giving away free books and doing all this, and we know as comic book fans what the margins are. It just makes people a little nervous. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to turn down free comics, but it did give me pause. So how did you respond to that?
Well, we respect what Bill says. If he has pause and he doesn't feel safe ordering with us, again, that's his God-given right. We're not going to stop anybody from going any place. Again, as we mentioned, our goal isn't to shut down different comic book sites or your local comic book store. It's just simply, and again, maybe people are going to say that you can't operate a business that way. We are. We're operating a business completely around customer support because we think it hasn't been done before. And if we didn't think it was going to work, then we wouldn't be doing it. And if we were too timid and afraid to take that challenge, then we're in the wrong business. And when you become a person, a business owner, you have to take certain risks. And that's what we're doing. We're putting our necks out there. And
right. You do have to take risks, but you have to take intelligent risks. And I'm not saying what you're doing isn't an intelligent risk. I'm just stating, from what I've seen people talking about your service, one of their mm-hmm. concerns is, are you doing too much to undercut other competitors? And I don't mean to try and say I think you're trying to shut down other businesses or anything like that. I think you're doing a great job. I'm just saying some people do have some concerns, and I was wondering how you would address those concerns.
Well, I guess if we were selling stock, I could see what people would maybe want to buy our stock, because they're like, well, I don't know how viable they're going to be because their stock rate. That's why we have odd-end jobs. We're supporting ourselves, and we're growing. We're hoping in the next few years we're going to have a brick-and-mortar store. So maybe when we talk again, when we have a brick-and-mortar store, you're going to be able to, maybe you'll be saying something different. I don't know, Bill. I guess because call's crazy. I don't know how to respond to those sort of sentiments. I really don't. I'm sorry.
Well, I think you kind of did in responding to my questions initially.
I'm guessing there's a couple of variables that people may or may not be considering. One is, I guess we'll say, kind of the Walmart effect. Like Walmart can sell in such a volume that they can discount more than other retailers. So even if you're giving what some people see as like a really large discount on certain items, you're making it back in volume, more or less. And I guess on another end, because it seems like people are most interested in the discount on independent titles, I'm guessing because just in general from Diamond, you know, we see DC and Marvel on a bad month are selling 80%, and when their crossover events are in effect, they're easily 85%, pushing 90%. So, you know, even if you're giving maybe a little more discount on independent titles, I don't know that that's necessarily making a big difference if 80 to 90% is DC and Marvel anyway.
Right. I hear what you're saying, Brian. It's and I kind of touch upon that is, and backtrack to what Bill said, is it's not just about comics. Anybody can give comics or give discounts on any sort of merchandise. You mentioned Walmart, Brian, and if there's still people out there, your smaller grocery stores here locally, some of our stores, and I'm not familiar with the grocery store chain, so maybe you have those in whoever's listening to this area, but we have like Martin's and we got Kroger's. Those two stores, Martin's particularly, was a homegrown operation here in South Bend, and that's still doing well. They've got many chains up here in our northern Indiana area, and Walmart and Meijer has not affected them in one bit. They're continuing to grow. As we mentioned, with it's not about discounts, and Martin's doesn't always have the best deals on certain produce over Meijer and Walmart, but what gets the customer to go back to your smaller mom and pop stores is that level of service, that customer support, that the personal touch. If all we did was had a website up with, okay, slashing prices 50% or whatever, 60, 75%, and then that's all we did, and you placed your order, and we said, okay, here's your product, that's it. I don't think that we'd be growing because it, again, all we're hearing, the comments that we hear from people, nobody's complimenting us on the discounts. Nobody has, I don't know. I don't want to generalize. I don't want to say never. There may have been a few, but for the most part, most of the feedback we get from our customers is the level of customer support. That's all we're hearing is you guys do a great job on customer support. Now, if it was the discounts, I think that they would mention that they said, man, you guys have the best prices in town or the best prices on the internet, but they're not saying that. They're saying, you guys really listen to us. You guys respond quickly. We appreciate that. We appreciate this personal touch. That tells us that there's something lacking out there in the internet world. And if other people, other businesses take us as a model to not change their business structure, you know, maybe we are crazy. Maybe we're doing something nutty with discounts. I don't know. But if they suddenly start to change their level of customer support to show an improvement, that's another goal of ours. We've accomplished something. You know, again, that's how we first started is we're getting frustrated because we would send an email out saying, I'm missing something. When am I going to get it? And it would be it could be up to 5 days before your response. Or we had a question about a certain service, you know, buying a pair of shoes. How long do you have this in stock? Well, if I have to ask three times before I get a response, that's not going to bring me back to your store. Even though you've got the cheapest prices, I'll pay more to go someplace else if I can get that level of customer support. And that's what we're trying to get out to everybody is we're not just about discounts. You're right. I mean, everybody is right when they say, well, this other store gives better discounts than you. That may be. Give us a shot, though. I think you're going to be seriously surprised at that level of customer support. Is this going to be the downfall of Hero's Corner? So far, it's not. And so far, that's what we're hearing. We're not hearing anybody complaining that the prices are too high, that the prices are too low.
Right.
It's always been about you guys are doing what we've been missing. Thank you for answering my email quickly. Thank you for implementing this feature. Thank you for giving us a personal response instead of automated. I think we're doing something right, and we're going to continue to do it. If it ain't broken, we ain't going
to
fix it.
Well, I'm going to give it to you guys straight here that the original reason that I switched over to you guys was because of the price. Because right now I'm a part-time worker. I don't make that much money on a regular basis, so I try to cut corners as much as possible. And because I'm so much into comic books, I got to cut corners whenever I can on pricing. And I first came to you for came to you guys when you were offering, I think, what was it, like a 10% discount or a 20% discount on top of the final order, and that brought me over to you guys. I saw the free shipping, that brought me over to you guys. After that, though, I'll admit, I stayed with you guys because of the customer service. I was amazed that I was getting responses as quickly as I am, and nothing against the other companies out there, because they do a great job as well, but I've never had a company where I get a response the day I ask it, and that's something. That's something important to be added to any company whatsoever. So you're doing something right with that. But what I want to ask is that, if memory serves me right, on the interview that you guys did with Wayne on Radio Wayne, you mentioned that most of your customer support right now is just people just helping you out that aren't actual, I guess, working for the company itself. Is this still the case? Are you just working with volunteers right now, or actual workers of the company?
Yep, yeah, we're still working with volunteers. Sometimes they get upset because they, you know, when are we going to move up the chain here, this and that? You know, it's all lighthearted and everything, but I think it's because people believe in what we're doing, and when you have a mission that people can connect to and they see what you're doing. And we're not asking a lot from people. Many of our volunteers, we're simply asking that when they can, because of their job schedule and when we're out and we're out there making other business connections, if you see an email come in, could you send it out for us? It's not asking for a lot. We handle all the sensitive things. We're not just letting strangers come in or anything like that. But when somebody has a question from an email, they've worked with us close enough now, and they know our response, that they're doing a great job. They're answering people exactly the way that we would answer them when we're unavailable. That's what's helping Heroes Corner grow. Because people say that, well, that's cheating. You're getting free workers. I guess we're convincing enough. Maybe we got magic Kool-Aid. You know, we're all singing Kumbaya and our getaway parties, but it seems to be connecting very well with a few people. And this summer, honestly, it's been kind of tight. I personally been answering a lot more emails than I usually am, because with the summertime, some of our volunteers have families, and with kids being out of school, they're vacationing. So Sam and I are kind of picking up the slack we can. And then once the fall picks up, you're probably going to see more of our, you know, like Philip, you know, he used to answer a lot more emails, and now he's kind of cut back a little bit, because he's out a little more than usual. But yeah, we have a very modest supply of volunteers, and whatever we can, you know, going back to costs and Bill's question of, you know, the viability and cost and profit, we're just like you, Ian. There isn't a lot of money out there anymore, so you have to find ways to sort of stretch that dollar. Not only do we try to stretch your dollar as a customer, but as a business, we're just trying to find more innovative ways to maximize ourselves. And one of the cheapest things you can do is customer support. You know, it doesn't cost anything to answer people promptly. It doesn't cost anything to be kind, to go out there just to simply spread the word about Heroes Corner. And like today, I mean, we sincerely appreciate you, Ian, sending us this invite to allow us to speak to your community of people that listen to you, to speak with Bill and Brian and Brent. You know, when we get the chance to speak with people that want to participate, that means a lot to us. We do want to be accessible to the best we can.
We're glad to have you on, so that's all good in my case.
I wanted to add a little bit to what Bob had said too, is that, you know, I just thought about this while you were talking, is that you know, the local comic feel, you know, with the volunteers, you know, when I used to go into the local comic shop, you know, there used to be volunteers that helped put the comics on the shelves and stuff like that. And I think, you know, some of my friends did that, you know, when they were kids, and, you know, they volunteered at the local comic shop. I don't know if they got discounts on the comics or they got them for free or whatever they did, but, you know, that was kind of like a, you know, local comic feel too, I guess.
to think of it that way.
Yeah. No, well, I know that there were a few volunteers at some of the places I've gone to over the years, so you're certainly not the first to get the kindness of not strangers, but people you know. I hope it's not strangers.
Answering emails, I mean, I guess that's the blessing of the iPhone. I mean, you know, kind of like system, you know, and there it is, you know, I mean.
Wi-Fi hotspots, man, that's what it's all about.
Exactly. That's it. The Wi-Fi hotspots have been like a godsend because you can be anywhere with your laptop and connect. I mean, stop, get a cappuccino, and guess what? Check your email real quick. Send something out. So it's definitely been great.
Yeah, but let's hit it up to Brent now that he remembered to unmute his microphone.
All right. I got a couple of questions. First, how did you guys get the idea to start an online store? Were you customers of one before this, or did you see them on the internet and think, hey, we can do that?
Yeah, we were customers. We visit our local comic book store. We're also customers of an online store, and basically we've been customers of the of any internet business. So it wasn't necessarily a specific comic book store that said, hey, let's create Heroes Corner. It was just we just saw everything lacking everywhere, and we just, I guess again, we're gonna be cocky here. We knew we could do it better. In general, on that general business aspect, not necessarily selling comics, but doing a business, we felt that we could do it better. So we thought, let's throw in our dollars and let's start up a business and let's see how we do. And as I've mentioned to Brian and Bill, it's been working out well.
We kicked around a lot of ideas too. I mean, you know, comics maybe wasn't the first one we talked about. I mean, it was mainly because we were so involved and, you know, going out, maybe getting lunch together or something like that. You know, we'd always end up talking about comics. So, you know, that was kind of like our main, you know, what we kind of like gravitated to, if you want to think of it that way. But we discussed a whole bunch of options. So I don't want to, you know, we don't want to say that comics was the only option that we ever thought of. And, you know, that's the only thing, because we did kick around a lot of ideas. And like Bob maybe said or didn't said, or, you know, I don't know, but it's just we kicked around, and before we actually became a business, I mean, this is probably what, I mean, a year and a half, 2 years,
yeah,
that we've been talking. I mean, before we actually started it, it's design, implementation, talking, meetings, you know, I mean, it was a long time before we actually sat down and said, hey, all right, this is what we're going to do. Now, how are we going to do it? Okay, now let's get started. So, I mean, hopefully that adds a little bit too. So
yeah, it was 2005 when we started to work to draw out everything and sat around and took out a notebook and a pencil and just started jotting down ideas of what we wanted to see. Again, maybe it wasn't the best business model at the time when you said, well, you weren't really paying attention about costs. We were going to cross that bridge when we came to it. Everything we spoke about was, okay, what do we see lacking out there? And I know I'm beating a dead horse, but it was the customer support. It was monotonous waiting too long to get replies. It was getting monotonous that sometimes the shipments weren't coming promptly enough. The packaging was poorly done. The website wasn't very consumer friendly. Sometimes things were confusing. Is ours the best? No, I'm not going to say ours is the best, but by consumer, by other businesses, and as a consumer looking at other sites, I think our site is one of the best out there.
Hey, so far so good. All right, I haven't had any qualms yet, and if I do, I'll make sure to bring them up.
Thanks.
Right, send us an email. We're open to those. See.
My other question was, you know, talking about the business stuff. I'm not a retailer or anything, but I'm guessing that retailers get like 50% of the cover prices. So how do you guys turn a profit if you cut those cover prices by 40% to 50%, you know, sometimes? Is it like, how much of the shipping goes to actually shipping the books as to your profit? Because I know, you know, that's a way to make profit, and of course bags and boards and stuff, but how do you guys work this? I mean, how does it work?
Well, I mean, percentages and all that stuff, I mean, that's, you know, it's not, I guess, I mean, does it play some part of the role? You know, yeah, maybe it does, but, you know, a lot of things you got to take into consideration. We don't just sell comics too. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are toys, there's collectibles, there's DVDs. I mean, there's a whole range of stuff. I know a lot of people just think comics, like, you know, but there are people that buy other things than comics. That's why they're available. You know, everything, well, pretty much everything in the previews catalog is on our site. So, I mean, is it just comics? no, it's not just comics. I mean, like I said, DVDs, you know, collectibles, statues, busts, you know, everything all play a major factor in all of that. So, I mean, you know, Bob, anything to add?
Yeah, Brent, I mean, you've got a good question, and we're not going to give away the secrets. So I guess not to be rude, but it'd be like us asking Bill Gates, hey, Bill, how do you do this? You know, let us do it. It's we're trying to keep a competitive edge, so we're going to be kind of vague on answering that question, but we're going to be here for a long time, so it's, I guess it's just using good business sense. Is it the best by, you know, like some people, you know, may think, well, you guys are doing some nutty things, there's no way you could be making a profit. We expand upon other merchandise, and that's what we're actually in the process of doing continuously, even to today, is we're looking at other venues in which to sell merchandise that ties into the comic and collectible thing. So, you know, don't be surprised if in the next 6 months that you're going to see other items offered on our site that you're like, well, this isn't typically offered by Diamond. Mm-hmm. Yep. Because we're going to continue to grow. We're not pigeonholing ourselves into one area. And I think that's as a business, you're going to die in touching with Bill on a very, very volatile market. If you just look at yourself as, well, you're only going to deal in the comics, Bill's absolutely right. If that's all we dealt with, we might be in trouble if the comic industry takes a turn. And with the way that the economy is going, and you know, nobody wants to use the R word, the recession. But if people all of a sudden start saying, I can't afford to buy comics anymore, and because I have other things to purchase, how are we going to respond to that? How are we as a business going to rebound from that? That's why we're continuing to look at other areas of our expertise. Is it going to have a Heroes Corner logo? Not necessarily. We may branch out in other things. It's, I guess you could say on our long-term goals, we're entrepreneurs, and we're going to take it wherever there are. Our minds take us. I think that's what makes comic book readers one of the best people out there, because they're very creative. They don't think within the box, they think outside the box. And that's what we want to keep going with. And perhaps our lightheartedness, some people may scoff at and say, these guys aren't taking their business seriously. Well, if we were taking it seriously, I don't think I'd be doing this, because I wouldn't be enjoying it. If you take your, for us, me, I can't speak for anybody else, but if I take my job too seriously, I need to find a new job. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you think about it, that's the reason that I'm sitting here by this microphone right now, you know, because it's fun at the same time as it being, I guess, in some ways a job, even though I'm not getting paid for it, frizzer. But, you know, I mean, it's still you know, something that I enjoy doing, you know, and the minute that it stops being fun, that's the minute that I'm going to stop doing it.
Right. And again, yeah, you can have as much fun as you want, but it's about the profits and the money and the sustainability in the long term. And that's all true. That's absolutely all true. But we let our accountants worry about that. So when they let us know that we're doing like really crazy things, which occasionally our accountant does tell us that, but we say, we write them a check and we continue on. And as I said, we've been on this, our 1 year mark will be just 4 months away, and we're going to toast and have a good local party here, and hopefully we'll have another good discount to celebrate our 1 year anniversary.
Would you like some champagne?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if go ahead, Brad.
If you guys, I would like just an idea, but like a personal thing of mine is these new DC Universe Wave figures that are coming out in Target. They're so hard to find. I've been hunting them. So if you guys just start carrying those like crazy, I guarantee you'll get a ton of business, because I know on the forums that me and a couple other guys have been hunting these things down and not finding anything at all. So, I mean, that's another way to expand your business. And they don't have an online store for that.
I'm going to put Brent down here as a consultant for Heroes Corner on the best merchandise to buy. So Brent, we're going to be giving you a call shortly on that. More details about this. Ian, we want you to screen out this section of the podcast if possible.
That's what editing is for. All of the secrets can go in, and you don't have to worry about it.
Brent, we will be writing you a check in the next coming months if this thing takes off. So don't worry.
If it does, just send me a free set of each wave or something like that. You know.
Okay, we'll put that down. Free sets.
He also likes getting paid in peanuts. So just remember that.
All right.
Well, I saw in the newsletter this month that you guys added some new items to the site that were not there before in the realm of toys, busts, that sort of thing. Is this the back of preview stuff that wasn't listed on the site before?
Well, it was originally we've had the busts and statues actually for quite a few months now. The toys are brand new, and we had toys months ago.
Okay, so this is the DVDs then? Sorry, my memory is being a little bit fuzzy. Here.
You're right, Ian. You're not wrong at all. We have recently added toys. What I guess I'm trying to say is when we first opened up back in September, we added toys, and we just had some glitches in terms of getting that posted on our website. Mm-hmm. Again, with the market, learning how things are being done. We had some requests, not a lot. We had a few requests for toys, and again, we reexamined, hey, is this something we can do? Because we pride ourselves on when our order due date's done, we scramble. And that's why when you asked for our interview, we kind of told you that we're busy the last week of the month, not just with intaking products, shipping things out, but we're also busy updating the website. So our wives can attest that we ignore them for 20, you know, hours upon hours as we're trying to update the website. And toys actually it's a technical thing. It wasn't anything bad about the toys. It just took us a little bit while to get them ready. But we, again, continuing to get practice and learning how to streamline certain things, we were able to provide toys for some people that said, can you make your website a little bit a reflective of Diamond and of previews. Mm-hmm. So, and that's what we did. We know some people don't get previews for whatever reason, for either cost or whatnot, but we thought we would add that for everybody. So we're trying to give previews almost like an ultimate feel that whatever you see in the catalog, you can find on our website, or if you don't get previews, if you go through our website, you're basically getting previews online.
Sure. Oh, again, memory serves me. There were DVDs added as well, right?
There were some DVDs added. Maybe we didn't add as many as usual, but yeah, there's DVDs now. There's toys. Another thing we added that's been there, but I guess you didn't realize it, is the first issues. We had a customer ask for again, dollars tight. Hey, can you show me in one setting where you guys have all your first issues at? And we created a separate category called first issues.
Yeah, I did actually see that. That was actually kind of helpful for me because I like to order as many first issues as possible.
I mean, if like I said, if one person's suggestion turns into the benefit of anybody else, then it's, hey, thumbs up, right?
Yes, thank you, random guy from Random Place.
And I guess, you know what, Brent asking about those figures, you know, I guess that goes into kind of like our customer support, again, beating a dead horse. But, you know, if there's something on the site that you don't see, don't hesitate to email us, ask us. You know, we'll get back with you and let you know whether we can get it or not. You know, we'll look into it, you know, just because it's not on our site. Maybe we can't get it, maybe we can, you know. I mean, maybe it was left out, maybe something happened, maybe there's a glitch, but don't be afraid to ask, I guess, if there's a product that you want, like Brent, you know, those figures. So,
yeah, Brian's a good example. He had mentioned to us, I believe it was last month or maybe a month, Unlock and Key.
Right.
We didn't leave it out intentionally. What happened was on our data set that we get from previews, it was actually missing from their data set. So because of Brian, we were able to then – it was kind of – later part of the week, but we tried to get it back added. So we sent a notice out to all members that if they were looking for Lock and Key, it was available. And Brian, again, thank you very much for pointing that out to us. I don't know if people believe us when we say, like, we love it when people send us, like, hey, you guys forgot this, or you guys could do this better. We love it. I mean, most businesses may say, you bog us down, we don't need to hear about it, but we want you to tell us when we're missing something or an area for improvement, because the only way that we can serve you better is if you tell us what we're doing wrong. And that's another thing we've recently implemented was on our first packages. We've now, beginning this last few packages we've been sending out, is we send a follow-up email out letting people know, how was your package? We want that feedback. Did it come to you in an acceptable condition, in a timely manner? Once we give it to our shipper, it's out of our hands on if they have a truck that breaks down, an airline that's out of service or something. But we do like to get that feedback, because we will look at alternative sources in terms of, can we get things to you quick, in a more expedient time? Is there anything we can do to package it better for you or whatever?
Yeah, well, if you start sending out emails asking people how's their package, you might start hitting people's spam filters.
Right.
More like, and how are you enjoying your shipment of comics? No package, no package.
Right.
Well, I don't want to make it sound like I'm just like ducking under the table or something like that, and you know, praising you guys as much as possible here. But it's like another cool thing that you guys offered this month was asking when you wanted to send out books due to Free Comic Book Day, which was actually a nice addition on your part. Because as opposed to having to wait until next month to get the Free Comic Book Day stuff, I know that you gave the option to either ship the Monday after Free Comic Book Day or the Wednesday after Free Comic Book Day to ensure that those ended up in the next shipment. And that works for me, because there were some books I wasn't able to get at my local shop. Now I will be getting at the end of the week, thanks to you guys.
Well, thanks, Ian. Yep, definitely your package will be getting sent out tomorrow. And another thing, you know, you mentioned on asking people, that's one of the hard things when you're sending comics out, because as everybody has mentioned, you're ordering things 2 months ahead of time, and if you choose biweekly or however you want to phrase it, biweekly, bimonthly, it's however you interpret it, twice a month shipping, when there's a 5 week month, you never know. Am I going to get it? Okay, that second week. Am I going to get it that third week? That's another thing we ask people. So this month, when people place their orders, and if they choose twice a month shipping for July, July technically is a 5 week month. Mm-hmm. And we'll, besides the final week in July, we will send you an email letting you know, hey, you selected twice a month shipping for July. What week in that period do you want your comics? Again, just that it doesn't cost us anything to ask you, and it's your money. You're buying something from us. It only makes sense in our mind that you should determine, you know, am I going to get the second week or am I going to get the third week? You let us know when you want it.
Yeah,
I took advantage of that too. I also asked for shipping this Wednesday, so this way I can kind of get a couple of not just my Free Comic Book Day books, but my books shipping this week, you know, in my next shipment, rather than waiting till the end of the month, which comes in handy when you're trying to do a podcast and you're trying to keep on top of, you know, books as they're coming out, but at the same time you're trying to afford all the books that are coming out. So I appreciated that. That was actually a surprise email that you sent out asking people, you know, do you want us to wait? And I thought that was a really nice touch. And I thought it was equally nice touch to get emailed a couple of months ago asking us which Free Comic Book Days books we wanted to add to our order. So that was pretty cool too.
Well, thank you, Brian. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. Bill's been quiet way too long, and I know he's getting antsy. So speak, Bill, speak.
Oh, finally. I was holding my breath all that time. Okay, I've got a couple of quick questions for you, and they're not painful this time, I promise. Talking about some things that you could do to set yourself apart, and you're looking for suggestions. One thing that drives me absolutely nuts about the comic book industry in general is that we are expected to pay money for a catalog to sell us on merchandise. Have you ever thought about giving out free previews on orders above a certain dollar amount, like maybe $100 or something like that? And then on top of that, another question I had is, when we were talking about the shipping and all of that, what happens if you hand off the box to your provider and they lose it in transit? Is that something the customer will have to deal with UPS or whoever you use, or do you step in and deal with the provider yourself? What happens if the material is just lost and it cannot be recovered? Is that on the customer? Do you help the customer out? What is your policy towards that? And then finally, since you're on this whole press junket to sort of get your name out there, do you have any intention to be at any conventions this con season?
Boy, talk about con season. Yeah, Chicago. I tell you what, we were looking forward to actually making this one in Chicago, but my wife and I are expecting another child actually around the time Chicago Comic Con's going on, and I don't think my wife wants to be me abandoning her with a house full of kids and an infant. So if you want to kill Kiro's Corner, that's a good way to send me to That's why you have a Heroes Corner is officially done, guys. So if you have, whoever's trying to sabotage us, send us an invite to Comic-Con. My wife will make sure to pull the plug.
So next year's Chicago you'll be at.
Yeah, that's definitely on the calendar for next year. We're hoping to make it there to sport our new fashion, our apparel, you know. But to kind of go through Bill's questions on the free previews, we're going to, in all seriousness, we are going to put that on the list to talk about. I think it warrants discussion because I think Bill's right. I think it is kind of an oxymoron that if you're trying to get people interested in different titles, especially your independents and other merchandise available, I think the comic industry should be providing previews for free, or you know, the cover price is $4.50, whatever your local comic book store sells it for. I don't know, our local comic book store would typically give us 20% off the title. We give it for 40% off the title. Maybe other stores give it for more of a discount than that, I don't know. But maybe that is definitely something for us to look at over a certain dollar amount. It's kind of an inverse thing, and I'll go in your realm of cost analysis ratio here, Bill. Is, as you know, it's the more discounts you give, the less promotional stuff you can do at the same time, and in addition to shipping. And you have to find that fine equilibrium between discounts, shipping costs, and then your promotional stuff. We try to every month. I shouldn't say we try. We do every month. We put out a monthly special, so while your previews you're still paying for, you're actually kind of getting a great deal. Like this month on independent titles, you know, you're saving 5%. The month before that, we have we had the Hulk Smash special, where honestly you're paying $1.94 for three titles, which was basically you're paying for one, you're getting two free. The Secret Invasion special, getting three comics for free. So while you're paying for previews and you're paying the $2 in some sense, and you're getting free comics, if you want to translate that, you're almost getting previews free if you want to pay for the comics. So it's we kind of go back and forth between, do we give this free, then we have to take away that. So we need to find an equilibrium. So it probably touches base what you mentioned of it has to reach a certain dollar amount. So we do need to look at that. The terms of the lost package, don't jinx us now, Bill, here. I'm knocking on wood here. We haven't lost one yet. So in terms of how are we going to address that, I guess it's going to have to come down to the shipper. We would have to contact them first. If somebody wrote us and said we didn't get our package, we would contact our shipper to find out how would we resolve that, because technically the package is in the customer's name. So I don't know if we can file a claim. Every package is insured up to $100. If somebody wants to insure their product beyond that $100, they can contact us, and that would be a fee for them to, you know, we would take that on their behalf to put extra insurance on it. So when we do get statues, we do send emails to people and let them know that they have purchased a high-priced item, and that we ask them, do they want to purchase additional insurance in case it's damaged in transit or if it's lost. As at this time, you know, everybody's been like, hey, no, I'm fine with everything, and everything's been beautiful. So I don't know how to answer your question, because we haven't crossed that bridge when we got there. It's again, because we don't know what the shipping policies are, if we can claim it or if the person gets it, because, again, it's in their name. And technically, the $100 insurance is in their name, too, so I don't know how that's going to work out.
And maybe if we implement that, it could be the Just Bill special.
I'm a special applicant. I will definitely come over and be a customer.
Yes. Okay, Bill, next month, Just Bill Special is going to be rolling out. You better be holding your word.
I will be ordering that month.
The Just Bill's comic drawer box special of the month is...
with that, do you find a lot of people trying to hit that $75 mark to get the free shipping?
A lot of people tell us that's like the devil in the back of their mind, because... as they're shopping, you know, the site tells them how far away they are from getting free shipping. So we have had some people curse at us because we, damn you, you made us spend an extra $10 and I didn't want to, but I got free shipping. So,
okay, look. All I got to do is bring up Amazon.com, where on a regular basis, I'll be like 93 cents away from free shipping, and I'll be like, all right, fine, I'll buy another CD from you bastards.
Can you elaborate on the free shipping? Like, what's the requirements, and does it include, like, biweekly shipping and stuff like that?
Well, our shipping rates, I guess we'll roll through these, and maybe this is going to be somebody's question eventually. And if I recall, I think Bill sent us an email on this months ago, and I may be wrong. Maybe it wasn't Bill.
It was actually Bob Breitall of the comic book page, because he actually has a question I'll be asking later on, but I know that he was inquiring about the weekly shipping.
Okay, well, maybe this will dovetail right into that, and perhaps I'll answer your question at the same time. To kind of give everybody an idea of how we operate, is every comic comes with a free bag and board. And if you buy a minimum of $75 worth of product, whatever it may be, you're going to get free shipping automatically. And it's monthly. If you want twice a month shipping, it's a flat rate of $9.95. That's it. It's not $9.95 plus something else. It's just $9.95. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. And then we were on another podcast, and there's been discussion on weekly shipping, and we started talking about it. We haven't had a lot of requests for weekly shipping. It seems like everybody's been really content with the free shipping. I don't know if they like getting their comics once a month or if it's the fact that they don't pay for shipping, but we started rolling around, and we had mentioned before that it would cost well over $20, and we started doing, again, number crunching and finding the best way to get this thing done. And now we've come up with $19.95. Why $19.95? I guess the Magic 8-Ball told us. I mean, I don't know. I don't have a direct answer for you, but we thought $19.95 was a pretty great deal for weekly shipping. And so those are the three tiers of once a month. If you don't meet the $75 minimum, it's $5.95 flat. If you want twice a month, $9.95 flat. And then if you want weekly shipping, which would be four shipments in that month, it would be $19.95 flat. Does that segue into what you want to say, Ian, about things? Bob's comment about weekly shipping.
He was asking at first, about the free shipping, but he most specifically actually had a question about indie books, which I'm going to segue into there just to ask this and get it out there. Aside from the free bags and boards and free shipping, I have one main question. I'm most curious on how long they will be able to keep up the 40% discount on indie books. I know we touched on this a little earlier, but let's just get this out there now. My understanding is that Diamond provides a lesser discount on these books, which is why companies such as DCBS, in turn, offers a lesser discount on these than Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, Image books, etc. I am thinking they are making next to nothing on these books and would be really curious about what kind of margin they are operating these on. Perhaps indie books make up such a small part of the business they can operate them as kind of a loss leader and just break even on them, making their money on Marvel DC, who make up 90% of the comics market anyway. In any event, it would be good to have you shine some light on this during your interview. And once again, that's Bob Breitall from the comic book page, obviously at comicbookpage.com/podcast. So yeah, there's the one question Bob wanted to ask.
Well, we got a few Oompa Loompas from Willy Wonka and a copy machine, and we photocopy independent titles, and then we just pay for paper, and that's all we have to do. And it seems to be working. Nobody's caught on yet that they're photocopying.
Oompa Loompa. Loompa. Yeah.
Loompa. Yeah. Okay, let's be serious now. We have to answer the question seriously. Again, one of our other mantras that when we first started, we appreciate independent titles, and we did not want to segregate them from mainstream titles in terms of discounts. We wanted to give them an equal opportunity for recognition, especially for our first year. That was honestly, it wasn't about drawing people more to us or anything like that. We have a lot of respect for independent titles, and we just wanted people to recognize, just like this month again, our special this month is the recognition of independent titles, just like previews does. So we made all independent monthly titles 40% off, guaranteed for our first year of operation. Now, does that mean after 1 year we're going to change it? Don't know. I mean, as of right now, we have no set goals of changing that. After a year, we'll reexamine our operations, and if there needs to be changes, we'll do that. But we want people to recognize that independents are out there, and for right now, I think you'd be a fool not to take advantage of those 40% discounts. Sure. If it wasn't for the buyers giving these independent guys a chance, they wouldn't be here. And I think back into the 90s, early 90s, when Jim Lee and Valentino and all those other guys, you know, left field broke away from Marvel and created an Image, that really changed landscape of Marvel. And I think independent titles continually do that. I think they, I feel that they continue to challenge your mainstream titles. And if we don't show that support for these independent titles, then they're not going to be there any longer. So whatever we could do to help them out, that's what we're doing. That's the answer.
Makes sense to me. All right. Well, you know what? Actually, before we go on here, Bill just told me that he needs to actually head out. So, Bill, you want to pimp your show real quick before you head on out?
Thanks for having me again. Thanks for your time, guys, from Heroes Corner. I appreciate your time coming on and talking to us like this. I just want to take a moment to invite all your millions and millions of listeners of Comic Timing to...
you're a funny man, Bill. You're a funny man.
Well, thank you, Bill, for the inquisition. We did appreciate it. It didn't burn too much or hurt, so we appreciate that.
Well, actually, you know, I didn't mean to come off that harsh at all. I hope you don't take it that way. I just had some that's all.
Okay.
Well, I'm just busting on you. Yeah, it was cool. We like these things, these questions. We're not afraid to answer questions, and if you have a question, send it to us. And Bill, we appreciate that.
Well, and Bill, get your website out there. You were a little garbled when you were saying it.
I'm just saying, if you want to listen to a different podcast, you're tired of Ian. He gets a little droney sometimes. He goes, check out Bill. It's just Bill. Don't panic. It's just Bill. Check me out. It's just Bill. Oh, geez, I forgot my own URL now. Find me. Google me, bitches. Google me.
You could find him at Google.
Yeah, Google me, bitches.
All right. Wait. Is it justbill.comicbookpage.com or something like that?
That's the ticket. That's it right there.
Just Bill, I need another drink.com.
How did you know? That's exactly what happened. My glass is empty, and I know if I go up there to fill it, my wife won't let me back down in the basement.
Otherwise known as Bill's throne room.
Exactly.
All right.
Take it easy. Peace.
All right, Bill. Take it easy.
See you, Bill.
Bye-bye. All right. So there's Bill, just Bill, happy and funny and crazy as always. So we're down to five here, but that's not so bad. You got any more questions you want to ask anybody out there, Brian? Go through your mental list in your head.
Yeah, actually, I'm flipping through the website because I order through the spreadsheet rather than the website. I know some people, I guess, like to use pull-down menus or order through the website, but for me, I find it so much easier to order from the spreadsheet. There was another comment, I think it was on the forum, about, I guess, the security of like the credit card information and having volunteers and moving data over the internet and stuff like that. And just to try and, you know, I mean, I'm already a customer, so you don't have to sell me anything, but just to allay any concerns of other people who are listening, how is that that information safeguarded?
Well, the website, as you can see, I think it's off to the right. You can see it's SSL encrypted, especially when you start going through the checkout process. You enter the SSL encryption, so all the data that between you or, you know, any member on our site and the website is encrypted and secure. Also, there's the Excel spreadsheet upload, which is also SSL encrypted as well. So if people put in their credit card number in the Excel spreadsheet, it will upload. You know, it will upload to it, you know, using a secure connection. And as far as your question about credit card information, volunteers, and stuff like that, none of the volunteers actually will see the credit card information at all. It is all handled by Bob and I. So, no, none of the credit card information or any personal information for the customer is handled by the volunteers at all. So, that, like I said, that's strictly Bob and I. We handle that. We handle the credit cards, the charging, and all that stuff. So that's secure as well.
Yeah, when you upload it, Brian, it goes to a secure folder on our back end. It doesn't get emailed to anybody. It never comes through our email service. We check, it's, you know, FTP. We check that routinely, daily, to see when people or use the spreadsheet to be submitted. That's why we really push people to use that and not to send it online. It's just because if you send it online, you can do that. We you know, there's no problem doing it. If we've already had your credit card information and stuff in our system, that's fine. But if you're a new customer and we don't have your credit card information, we strongly recommend you use that secure link because as Sam had mentioned, it's SSL encrypted, so there's no chance that anybody's going to be able to intercept that. And second of all, only Sam and I have access to it once it's uploaded. And then, as Sam also mentioned, all charging is done by him and myself. There's nobody else that even touches your numbers, and all that numbers is stored in an encrypted setting. So everything is to the utmost, you know, super security protected. There's no chance of it getting released out.
Your information is in a locked box.
Yes, exactly.
Scrambled.
I know I took advantage of that. My first order, I uploaded the spreadsheet through the secure page. And then ever since then, you know, you just use the information on file. So I don't even put it on the spreadsheet. So
right.
Makes things a lot easier. And I also want to talk a little bit about the status reports that are available. I love them. I think it's great, and I take advantage of them because, again, you know, I order a lot of titles, mostly independent titles, and that changes from month to month, as you well know. I mean, there's always titles being new independent titles coming out, titles being canceled. They ship infrequently, whatever. So I like being able to pull a list of titles that I've ordered and use that to make my new orders even before I get previews, just to kind of preload my spreadsheet before I get my monthly order with the previews. So this way I know already how much damage I have just trying to keep up with what I've already ordered. But just, again, for people who aren't familiar, maybe you could just run down the status report section real quick.
Yeah, the status reports are created because it gets too cumbersome as an ordering member. If you want to know what you're getting, what you've received, what you haven't received, and what's in queue, you know, it used to be you had to go through each of your order ID numbers, and that may become tedious. As you know, especially as we're growing, you may have up to, I don't know, maybe what, 4 or 5 pending, depending if when a publisher releases a title, you may have something that's been prolonged in release. So instead of having to go through that, go through your status reports. It's quick, it's simple. It organizes everything that you've ordered in 5 easy buttons. You can check out your entire history of what you ordered, which, you know, everything you've received, everything that's been canceled, you know, everything in one group setting. You can check out what we've been receiving for you in one click button. Instead of having to go through again through each order ID, you can click on one button and it'll group everything that we currently have set aside. You know, again, everything we get in isn't just put in a box and, well, we'll get around to it. As soon as we get packages in, they get bagged and boarded, they get sealed, and they're put aside with your name on it. So nobody, it goes through very few handling, so that way it's kept in the exact same condition as received it from the distributor. And then you can get into everything that was been shipped to you. If you want to know, hey, have I got this yet? You can go into, again, another quick button. You click on it. It tells you everything's been shipped. If you want to know everything that's been canceled, since some items, at times, a publisher will cancel an item for maybe a resolicitation or just maybe interest wasn't sufficient, which usually happens more with the trades, like a previously released trade. The publisher we've come across on a couple titles is the interest from our members, or I shouldn't say that because it's going all through Diamond. Diamond hasn't received enough of an interest for that, for the publisher to go for a second run. So we do keep you updated on that too, to let you know, like, you had ordered this, it was canceled. So perhaps you're going to see it back on our site. One thing we do definitely is when we let people know when a monthly title's been canceled by the publisher. As soon as we know about it, boom, we're going to send it out to you because we just don't think it's right that you're just hanging there in limbo thinking, man, it's been like 3 months. When am I going to get this title? And then you're like, oh, wait, there it is. It's been canceled. We're going to let you know when it's canceled. We're going to immediately adjust your order, apply a credit. And then what we do is we keep you on a list. So when we see each time we update our site with new product, we keep an eye on that product getting re-released, and we send you a notification saying, you know, this item that you ordered, for example, back in April, is now going to be released in July. Just another way of keeping you guys involved in us, that this is your store, the best we can do to so you don't overlook something. Because we know, just like you, we love our titles. We have certain titles that we just can't do without. And when something's canceled, we don't want to miss it when it is released again. So we try to keep that information to you.
Hey, out of curiosity, do you guys have any idea what the ratio is between guys who use the website and guys who use the Excel sheet? Because I've always been a website guy myself, and it's kind of hard for me to, I guess, break habit with that, since I'm so used to just browsing something on a website and, you know, choosing it that way. But I know that, you know, there are plenty of people that I know who just find it more convenient to open up a file and, you know, search for it that way and, you know, just upload it to the website directly from there.
Well, majority of people are using the website, Ian, okay. And honestly, thank you. It's and that the, Brian can continue to do what he does, and everybody else can continue to submit their order, their spreadsheets. But it's just more difficult on our end because we have to manually input those. So, where on the web, as soon as you put in your order, you can instantly, you know, you instantly get your order ID number, and you can check on the status. Where when you submit it on the spreadsheet, you know, we're crunch time, especially. If we have people that wait to that the last day to submit it in there, you know, we're crunch time to get it in to give you your order ID number, so it's available to you, and it's also for us. So when we're placing our inventory, it keeps a track of how much quantity of each tile that we're ordering. So you know, either way, it's fine. But honestly, it's, you know, we like the web because, I'm, you know, again, honestly, it's easier for us because we don't have to worry about inputting it. But whatever's good for you guys, it's, again, it's not always about us. It's about you guys. And if you love the spreadsheet, that's why we put it in there. We didn't have it for originally, and we were getting some feedback from people telling us, can you guys give us a spreadsheet? And voila, there you go.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, I love the spreadsheet, moment. And I'll definitely try and get the I'll get that in a couple of days early now.
I don't want to put you on a guilt tip, Brian. I'm not trying to punk you out, dude. No, no, no. Whatever. If you want to wait, that's fine.
What were we going to say there, Sam?
Oh, I was just going to say, if you're checking out the status report, make sure you check out the Ian sorting function. giving you credit, just like, you know, like you mentioned earlier.
Hey, well, I mean, It's also it really is just mainly because I get some of my stuff from my local place still, and mostly because I can't wait. I'm just one of those guys who just sometimes I can't break the habit of going to the store on Wednesday and picking up books and reading them on my train ride home, because that's what happens. Like tomorrow, I'll be at the shop picking up a bunch of books that you know I didn't order from you guys. I'm just gonna pick them up there, and then, you know, when I get my shipment from you guys, I'll sit my ass down and read like for 2 days straight, and then just catch up that way on all the books. You want to know how sad I am? Even though I'm getting Secret Invasion and Mighty Avengers and New Avengers for free for you guys, I still picked up New Avengers and Secret Invasion.
You suck.
because it's just like, you know, damn it, Secret Invasion has me hooked already. It's like I couldn't even wait to read it. So that's the way I am.
Oh, it's killer. No, I agree with you, man. It dies, man. When you order online, it takes, you know, I can sympathize. You know, having to wait a month is sometimes killer.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why I do the two times a week. I mean, two times a month, but yeah, and I mean, just in general, having that option for twice a month, and having the option for, you know, even once a month or four times a month. I mean, that's going to work for every single person out there to be able to choose, you know, how frequently they get their books. So simple as that.
Oh, I hope so. Again, as I mentioned to Bill, it's, you know, it's an inverse proportion. So, you know, we have great deals. As I said, it's not about the deals, but when you do look at it, we do offer some pretty fabulous deals, especially our monthly specials, and for $19.95 for weekly shipping. When you look at the complete package, free bags and boards, $19.95, you get a monthly special like this month, 5% off your order if you order three or more indie titles. You can't really beat that deal. So we're hoping other, you know, people who are listening to Comic Timing, that if they haven't tried us, you know, give us a shot. We definitely know you're going to be impressed, because it's not about the discounts, as we told people. Once you see the level of support that's available to you, we're pretty sure you're going to stay loyal to customer or to Heroes Corner.
Yeah, and you know, those free bags and boards help a lot, because I know that when I used to get stuff online and they weren't in bags, no matter how good the package was, no matter how good the shipping was, there'd always be like that one comic with like the one little crease on it. Because it was sitting in that sitting in the wrong content part of the shipment, you know.
With
the free bags and boards, you're guaranteed to get bagged and boarded stuff that's already protected inside of the shipment, so you're good to go when they get to you.
Yeah, and we double wrap it with bubble wrap, so that box, we call it shake proof. Before we send it out, we shake it, and if it moves, it ain't going anywhere. We have to we'll open it back up. We'll do it again, because we don't want that box to be shaken. So when you get it, you know that sucker is. I mean, literally, your comics, when you get them, they're in the exact same condition as how we received them from our distributor.
Yeah, and what's fun too is that because you guys use bubble wrap, but it's fun to pop it afterwards.
There you go. Yeah, yeah,
right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, we were contemplating bubble wrap or peanuts, and peanuts, you know, it's green. You know, it's messy, and you know, everybody's going green, so we didn't think it was green friendly, so we thought we'd bubble wrap everything.
Damn peanuts.
yeah, and it's a pain in the ass having to get rid of the peanuts afterwards too. It's like you empty out the box and then you still got four peanuts sitting on your floor. you go and vacuum the next day and they're still there, you know.
Your dog's hacking it up on the carpet, you know.
Right,
hey,
right. It's like, no, damn it, that's not a real peanut. Get it out of your mouth.
Because I try and get everything out except the peanuts, and then just close the box and get rid of it. Use the box as the package to put the peanuts.
Oh yeah. Well,
but when you go into it, you're like, did I get everything? There's so many peanuts. You know, we didn't want people to think like, is there more inside here? It's like, just pull up this big freaking bubble thing, and there you go. There's your product right there.
Oh yeah. And how many times have you opened up a box that was like 8 feet high? And filled with peanuts, and then you open it up, and there's a USB stick inside.
Right. You know, you can be as careful as you want to be with those peanuts, and you could pull out your product, but there's always a peanut or two that sticks to the bottom of the product, and it always ends up on the floor. So finding peanuts like a week or two later, you know you are.
And that's the slogan of Heroes Corner. Heroes Corner. Forget the peanuts.
There you go.
Forget the peanuts.
All right, gentlemen. Well, let me ask the floor if there are any other questions left, because I think we've exhausted almost every avenue here. So, Brent, you got anything you want to ask before we roll it out, or are you good?
I'm good. I just have that couple things.
Excellent. And Brian, you good?
Actually, real quick, I was wondering, do you find you're getting most of your new signups through referrals through other customers, or have you been promoting on, have you been advertising on other websites or in any print comics or anything like that?
No, everything Brian has been coming from you guys, and that's been our model from the beginning is, you know, if we were self-promoting, sometimes people would be like, well, you know, of course they're going to say something good about themselves. Of course, we sell our newsletter, and if you come to our site, but all of our stuff that we're doing is through our members. And whoever's listening, if you're an ordering member, we really appreciate if you take the time to hype us up. You know, if you talk to your friends, coworkers, whatever, if you want to post us on a website, let us, you know, tell people about us. To me, that's the most credible information that you're going to get about us, because, again, it's you. I mean, you build those. You had mentioned the forums. You know, you build relationships with people that you know either at work or your family or on different websites. So we'd hope to think that when you say something, somebody's going to listen to you and give you a little bit of credibility versus, you know, here's a business saying, hey, shop on our site. We do the best job. There is. I should take that back. There are a couple sites that we do post under HC Admin. We were about 3 months ago. We stopped doing that only because we were getting a better response again from our consumers, you know, from our members. So we don't, again, going back to if it's not broken, don't fix it. So by you guys hyping us up, it means a lot. And we haven't sent anything out on this, but when we get a referral from somebody, let's say we get a new member and they said, Brian Maida sent us. Well, guess what, Brian? We're gonna send you basically a pretty sweet deal because of the referral. You know, it's kind of a referral program. So when a member refers somebody to us, you can expect instantly when we hear about it. You're going to get a reply from us, and we'll definitely reward you for that.
And rewarding people for helping is certainly a good way to get people to help.
Yeah, I mean, it's because, you know, nobody has to do that. And because somebody is taking the time to draw in a new member to us, it's the least that we can do for them. Even though they may not expect it, or maybe they do expect, who knows, but we just felt like it was the right thing to do. Because we would hope that the same thing would happen to us. If we brought somebody over to another company, we'd hope that the company would do the same for us.
All right, you know what? Before we wrap things up here, you want to give the email address real quickly to the folks out there for any contact that anybody might want to give to Heroes Corner?
Sure. It's pretty simple. Just www.heroescorner.com. It's all one word, and Heroes is spelled with an E-S. So, but if you do spell with an S, it will forward it to Heroes Corner, and we're always welcoming new members. We love it, and
I think he asked about the email.
Oh, the email address?
Is that what you were asking about?
Yeah, well, website's good too, but email address also works.
Well, if you want to email us too, you can email us at customer.service@heroescorner.com. So customer.service@heroescorner.com. And again, you're guaranteed a 24-hour reply from us, so give it a shot.
No MySpace page yet?
We do have a MySpace page. It's, I think Sam created it like back in December, January. We weren't getting
I don't remember
any hits on it. Nobody was like looking at it, so we haven't been updating it. But there is one out there.
And next stop, of course, would be Facebook, and then like all the 87 other
Comic
Space.
Comic Space, yeah.
So Ian, after we're done, we'll have to go and add him as MySpace friends.
Yeah, damn Skippy.
There you go.
Finally got some love coming in.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so we're good to go here from the looks of things, and I don't have any promos queued up, so let's just everybody go to Cryptographic, that wonderful, wonderful podcast that's co-hosted by Brian and also by Lord Shaper Damian Smith. Why don't you tell them a little bit more about it, Brian?
Well, in case you haven't seen one of the banners or tagline somewhere on the web, it's science fiction, dark fantasy, and horror in and out of comics. It's comics, it's movies, it's novels, it's video games, it's any kind of media, anything except superheroes, pretty much.
Yes, because that's what I do.
Yeah, well, it's, again, like what the Heroes Corner crew was saying, there's so many podcasts out there. The majority of the comic book podcasts out there cover superheroes at least most of the time, if not all the time. I mean, there are some podcasts that are just dedicated to, you know, DC or Marvel or Batman or whatever. So, you know, we tried to, you know, kind of, on the one hand, form our own niche by, you know, trying to cover the other comics that, you know, other people aren't talking about. And on the other hand, you know, I really couldn't do a superhero podcast because I don't read any of them. It'd be all Damien.
Yes, who actually does read some superhero comics. But yes, it makes sense for you to cover what you do, and you do a good job of it, so that's what's important. All right, well, anyway, it's lordshaper.com/cryptographic for that. And Brent, you got any BK's bullets you want to plug?
Nothing coming up, no.
Nothing coming up? I thought you might have something in the pipeline.
I do, but I don't know. Trying to get my schedule set for with the job and stuff, so.
Gotcha. All right, well, you want to at least hint at what that might be when you actually get around to it?
No.
Bastard. All right.
I changed my mind. You never know.
Uh-oh. Look out. All right. Well, anyway, RagingBullets.com for the old BK's Bullets, and obviously SpeakGeekSpeak.com/comic timing for the BK's Bullets non-DC related. So go ahead and check that out. All right. We're done here. So the email address for Comic Timing is comictiming@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out the forums over at thecomicforums.com. Graciously hosted by the Comic Geek Speak guys over at comicgeekspeak.com. We're proud members of the Comics Podcast Network over at comicspodcast.com. We're also members of the League of Comic Book Podcasters over at comicbooknoise.com/league. Vote for us on Podcast Alley, dig us on dig.com, give us your iTunes reviews, and all that jazz. And you can even join our Facebook group if you're in the mood for it. But once more, we want to thank Bob and Sam for being on the show. Really, really nice to talk to you guys, and I hope more people out there now know about Heroes Corner.
Thanks, Ian. We appreciate your time and the invite to let us talk. And thank you to Brent and Bill and Brian for joining us. We appreciate all your questions.
Good to have you on, man. Good to have you on. And as always, there's always time for comics. So, how you guys doing?
I'm doing beautiful, and Sam is having slight technical difficulties, so I'm going to tell him he's doing good, too.
Yeah, this is the joys of Skype right here, so there's bound to be at least one or two snafus along the way. But let's see. Sam, you back?
Okay. Yes, I'm back. I can hear. I can speak.
Yay!
Sorry about that.
don't worry.
I tried to lock him in the closet, and he came out again, so...
That was this R. Kelly trapped in the closet. Let's actually remind people out there that Brent is on the phone call, as he hasn't actually asked the question yet. So, hi, Brent.
Hi,
I think
Brent's this is Brent. Phone call.
Yo, you see him.
And then our twice-a-month shipping is... Okay, we clap now, because Sam just broke a glass.
Muscle pop! Yay! Schlemiel!
Weekly shipping. I actually lost my concentration.
Okay. Now you just be glad that you're wearing pants, okay? Because this is a total segue. It'll end up in the back of the show because there's usually at least one story I tell that ends up in the back of the show. But 2 weeks ago, actually no, about like a week ago now, a week and a half ago, I was sitting in my living room. Just relaxing at about 2 a.m., and I was bringing a glass into my kitchen, and we have a dog, so there's a dog cage, and I'm swinging my arms ever so slightly, and the glass shatters up against the side of the dog cage, and I wasn't wearing pants at the time, I was just wearing underwear, I was relaxing, so it goes right into my leg.
Collar?
Yes, thank you very much, Brent. Hanging loose. And yeah, it goes right into my leg. And the glass shatters directly into my leg. I get a huge gash in there. And luckily, it wasn't too bad, and it's actually starting to heal now. But technically, I should have went to the hospital for stitches. So, yeah, I came pretty damn close there. So be happy that you weren't wearing pants.
I think we're all happy for that.
I
need to practice safe podcasting with pants.
And no, we are not talking Brian Christman. How about you?
Your arms ever so gently. Isn't that sashaying? Weren't you really sashaying in your underwear?
Okay, fine. I was sashaying. You happy now?
I'm not.
And that is a segue, ladies and gentlemen. And we will return back to the actual conversation. Bob, the floor is yours.
All right. For Sam so rudely interrupting me. I think he was actually celebrating the weekly shipping that was going to be announced, but we'll throw it.
If I did the month every single time, I'm like, I'd look like a crack addict. I'd be like circling the floors. like
scratching your neck all the time.
Yeah, I know. Like
spiders.
When do I get to read that next issue of Secret Invasion? What?
As he's wandering around pantless, breaking glass.
I just keep on giving you guys more ammunition for me, don't I?
But then he has to buy hentai in between shows.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm not bringing that up.
Screw you guys. See, when you know people long enough, as I've known Brian and Brent, there's just some things you're never going to be able to let down.
That's what you can tell us about, even I'm like you. Tell me that.
The email address for Comic Timing is comictiming@gmail.com. As I choke on my own words.